thought for Rabbi Yosef Omar Kishoy Mesach Adami. The famous Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, in this case, you're considered like a Shoy Mesach. Rashi says, Shoymer Kishoy Mesach Adami, Schar Mitzvah, that is considered like you're receiving reward for the mitzvah that you're doing. Other place, the Gemara always calls it fruit of Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef's svar is that since you're doing a mitzvah now, let's say an ani comes and asks you for tzedakah, you have a right to say, Oistik the mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. You have a right to push off the ani. So therefore you save yourself a pruta. That's always called pruta to Rabbi Yosef. When you're working in a mitzvah, you can save yourself money by not giving tzedakah. So therefore Rabbi Yosef holds a shomer aveda, that he's doing a mitzvah right now. Since he's doing a mitzvah, he could save himself money, he does not have to give tzedakah at this time. So therefore, that's sin like you receive reward. That's called truth to the Rabbi Yosef. Rashi doesn't spell it too much. Rashi just says, "Watzchar mitzvah, o milva ala mashkin, nami mitzvavit." Here, when you're lending money, it's a mitzvah. Lending money is a mitzvah. And now that you give him a mashkin, so you're taking this mashkin only because of the loan. So therefore, when you're watching the mashkin, it's also like you're doing a mitzvah. So therefore, it's very interesting. Therefore, later, when you're working with the mashkin, when you have to have out of your only pot when you're taking care of the mashkin, let's say it gives you a coat, and you have to take it out once in 30 days and shake it out. You have to take care of it. So when you're taking care of the mashkin, you call Isaac in a mitzvah, and therefore, if the money comes then, you'll be pocket from paying him. So therefore, that's like a shomer sasa dummy. Because you're getting reward, you're saving the pruta. Now the big question is, every shomer chinam should be the same svar also. A shomer chinam is also doing somebody a favor. What's a shomer chinam? I'm watching your coat for nothing, but I'm watching because I'm doing your chesed. So later, when I take out the coat and take care of it, if a nani comes to me at that time, I should also be taught up from giving him a pruta. I could say that I'm being oisik in a mitzvah. So every shomer chinam should also be a shomer sacro, according to this svar. Yeah. How come Rabbi Yosef only says it by a shomer aveda?
It's not a constant thing.
No, it's not constant here either. That's the question. That's the machlokes I learned here, even by a shomer aveda. Shomer aveda. When exactly do you have this reward accrued to Rabbi Yosef? There are some that say it means at the time when you lend them, when the time when you first pick up the aveda, when you're first getting the aveda, at that time if an ani comes, you'll be free then. So then your mamish oisik in the mitzvah. But some say no, at that time it's only a second. It means throughout the whole time you're holding on to the aveda. Anytime you have to take care of it, you oisik in the mitzvah, you'll be taught from giving tzedakah. So you're saving yourself a pruta, that makes you shomer mesacha. So the question is, every shomer chinam should be the same way also. Then the receiver speaks out, even though later when you work with it, but it has to come from a direct mitzvah. There has to be a direct mitzvah that you're doing to give you this pturah. It's only like a shomer aveda, which the whole aveda, the whole taking it, is a mitzvah and you're right to take it. Whereas a regular shomer chinam, even though you're doing somebody a favor, you're watching it, it's not called a direct mitzvah though. You're taking it, you're being nice to him. But it's not called a direct mitzvah to give you a pure pter of Rabbi Yosef. Even though later on you take care of it, but it has to first come through a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Amar Shomer Sakadami. Now, Lema, let's say here also, by a Shomer Mashkin, when you're watching the Mashkin, let's say, Lema the Rabbi Yosef Tanoihi, comes out that according to Rabbi Leza, you're only a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Leza argues on Rabbi Yosef. Leza holds, even though you're a Shomer the Mashkin, and the Chur of Pshat is a Mashkin is through a mitzvah. I'm lending you money. Lending money, that's a mitzvah in the Torah, to lend somebody money. So I'm lending you money, and I'm getting back a Mashkin, I'm being Oisik in the mitzvah, and still Rabbi Leza holds, if you lose the Mashkin, you're potter. You still have a right to collect your money. So Rabbi Leza does not hold like Rabbi Yosef. So if so, the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, but Rabbi Yosef Tanoi, it's also much like a Tanoim, if he holds from Rabbi Yosef or not. So Gemara says, Loi, maybe no. I'll ask you like this. B'shemer Aveda, when you're really doing a mitzvah, only a mitzvah, you find an Aveda in the street, it's only a pure mitzvah. To take it back, give it back, you get nothing from it. You're only doing a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. So there may be the Kula Yal Mitzvah, the Rabbi Yosef. Everybody agrees that you become a Shomer Sakhar because you're gaining some money, the fact that you'll be free of giving tzedakah. For Hochel, what's the Machlokes is over here by a Mashkin? V'Hochel b'milva tzorech l'mashkin k'mifligi. Here we're talking about that the Malva tzorech l'mashkin, that the Malva needs the Mashkin means he wants to use the Mashkin. That's the Machlokes is over here. We're talking about, I'll say I'll give you $1,000, if you let me hold on to your car for 2 or 3 days, and I need a car today. So that mashkin I need for my own use. So I'm doing like 2 things with this mashkin. True, the mashkin is what's making me give you the money. It has to do with the mitzvah. Because of this mashkin, I'm giving you the loan, but I'm also having some my own private enjoyment from this mashkin. So that's what my take is. Mashkin. Let's see. Vacha b'mil v'sal mashkin v'gri. Masav a mitzvah covered. It's still considered a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Or masav a lav mitzvah covered. Rabbi Lez holds here. It's not called a mitzvah. You're doing it for your own use, not for the mitzvah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sarf l'mashkin, l'ishtamish boy, where you need this car, today you need a car, you have to use it. True, you take off, renting a car is worth $10 today, I take off $10. The meishchiras l'mashkin. So that's the case we're talking about. You're taking a mashkin, and you want the mashkin yourself. But true, not to be ribbis, I have to take off the value of the mashkin, the use of it. So, Reb Lezer Savar, Kiv in the Sarv Lamashkin, since you need the car today, ain't kan mitzvah. It's not called a mitzvah at all, the fact you're taking the mashkin. Ula nosim is covenants for your own benefit. Ve'vika shaynechinim, you're pure shaynechinim. There's no mitzvah involved. Reb Kiv is Savar, no. Kiv on the poiches all of Holech, since the mitzvah, for the use that I'm taking, I'm paying. I'm using your car today, but I'm paying. I'm taking off from the loan the use of the car today. There's no mitzvah. What's left? The fact that I'm lending you money, and sure, I'm only lending you because of this mashkin. So it's considered the mashkin is the cause of the loan. And we do not look at the personal enjoyment I have. Because my personal enjoyment, I'm paying for it. Therefore, we look as if it's still considered a mitzvah. The mashkin you're taking now, we deduct your personal advantage. Because you're paying for that. So what are you doing? You're lending him money. And because of the loan, you're taking a mashkin. You only lend the money because of the mashkin. So the mashkin is the cause of the mitzvah. That's also considered a mitzvah. Yeah. So coming out now, it's not a machlokes in Rabbi Yosef, but rather it's a new machlokes over here. Yeah. So Mar says now. Now take back. So the kisser, we do not find the clear machlokes tanoim in Rabbi Shmuel. Kisser, we have no machlokes tanoim at all. All the halachas we have, Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, Rabbi Yosef's halacha, it could be they're not told in the machlokes tanoim. Now the Gemara still says, Lemi katanoi. Rashi still says, Hodesh Shmuel. That's the original halacha of Shmuel. If I lent you money, and I take a mashkin, and then I lose the mashkin, do I say I lose my whole chayv or not? Let's say that's the machlokes tanoim. We have a halacha, Hamal v'eschaber ala mashkin. I lent you money, only on the condition that you give me a security, you give me something, you give me a mashkin. Now, v'nichnas ha-shmita, what happened was, it comes now the 70th year of Shemitah. And we know the halacha of Shemitah is, that at the end of Shemitah at least, you lose the right to collect your chayv. All chayv is mishamit. Unless you have a mashkin. If you have a mashkin on the chayv, by holding the mashkin is considered like you already have the money. It's not called la'igosh, you already have the money. So here, hamal v'al ha-chavarez ha-mashkin, v'nichnas ha-shmitah. Even though the mashkin is only worth $50 and the loan was $100, any mishamit shemitah does not stop this chayv. Dibur Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So why? Because the mashkin is considered like the whole chayv, like Shmuel. So therefore, by holding on to the mashkin, it's like you have the whole chayv. So therefore, you have a right to collect it even after shemitah. We have Yehuda Anosi Yaimeno. Emha Yamashkuna Kineged Chayvoy Eina Mishamit. If the mashkin is worth $100 like the chayiv, it's still like you have it already, there's no layigosh, so it's okay. You could collect the money. But v'imlav, if the mashkin is worth less than the loan, then mishamit, then the rest of the money, you do not make a gevir yet, you do not collect it. That's the locha, shemitah stops you from collecting your chayiv. So now, what are we...
Yeah?
We'll soon see what it says. So that's the question, what does mishamit mean? Does it mean maybe only the extra 50 that you do not have the mashkin against? So now, my ain't a mishamit tikama tanakama. What does the tanakama mean to say that it's not mishamit, you have a right to collect the loan still? Hilaim, if you want to tell me, kinegdai, that in a case where the mashkin was only worth, let's say, $50, and the loan is $100, so you only meant to say that it's not mishamit, kinegdai the $50, kinegdai how much the mashkin is worth, that's considered like you have it in your pocket. If so, Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Savar, Kinegdoi Nami Mishamit. Then he would hold even the $50 that the mashkin is worth that you're holding on to, also Shemitah stops. That you have no right to collect a penny. The question is why? Why should that be? Ella, my toughest mashkin. Like, what are you holding on to the mashkin? The mashkin that you're holding, at least the value of it, you like collected already. And in case he doesn't pay you back, you'll for sure keep the mashkin. So if the mashkin is worth $50, $50 of the loan you have collected already. Yeah. So why should Shemitah even stop you from collecting those $50? That can't be pshat. El alav kineged kulay. That the Tanakam holds that Shemitah is not mishamit the whole loan, even though the mashkin you're holding is only worth $50, but he holds like Shmuel. By holding on to the mashkin, to you it's like worth the whole loan. Over the Shmuel kamiflagi. That Tanakama holds like Shmuel, therefore if you have even a $10 mashkin, it's still like you're holding on to the whole chayv, and when Shemitah comes, Shemitah cannot stop you from collecting the loan. And the Yehuda Nasi is not like Shmuel. Therefore, the amount that the mashkin is worth, true, that you could collect, that you have already. But more than the value of the mashkin, Shemitah is Meshamit. So you see, it's a machloikas kanoim. Tomorrow says, no, it could be, it's not the machloikas here. The Yerlam, I'll tell you, kinegdoi. What's only machloikas, if kineged the value of the mashkin, does Shemitah stop or not? Could be nobody holds like Shmuel. That the mashkin is only how much it itself is worth. And the machloikas of Yehuda Nasi holds, even though the mashkin is worth $50, still, when it becomes Shemitah, it stops you from collecting zero. You cannot even collect the $50. Why? Tanakam is kinegdoi. That if the value of the mashkin that much, the svar is, I have in my hand, so that much not considered lo yigosh. I don't have to collect that. So the $50 the mashkin is worth, Shemitah cannot stop. That's good. And he does not hold like Shmuel. More than that, Shemitah takes away. No, even the $50 that the mashkin is worth, also Shemitah stops. Why? Odukarmut, you asked me a question. Lamai tofus le mashkin. For what purpose is he holding the mashkin? And the Zura, the $50 the mashkin is worth, it's sort of like you collected that. Not much money you have already. The answer is no, he owes a mashkin is not for peroyin. A mashkin is not for payment. The main purpose of a mashkin is only lezichroin dvorim v'yama. Just to be able to prove it later that I lent you the money. In the case later you'll be kofar akol. You'll say, listen, you never gave me the money. I'll be able to take out this mashkin. Look, you see this mashkin now? You gave it to me. Why did you give it to me for? Because I lent you money. So that's his swear on a mashkin. A mashkin is not called chilas proin. You're not taking the mashkin for the payment. It's only the zichron dvorim v'yama. Therefore, sit it like you collected zero so far. You have to go and collect now $100 from him. And now it becomes Shemitah. That's the lack of Shemitah. Shemitah is Meshamet, that you have the right to collect the money. So it's a new machloik, it's new mashkin. That Rav Yehuda Nasi holds, when you take a mashkin, you do not mean it for a proyin. It's not a collection. It's only to hold on to it. Security means that I'll be able to prove it later that you owe me the money. Therefore, Vilkas Shemitah is Meshamet. Rav Yehuda Lecha, Shemitah of the Yemen. Another mission. Kol ha'nishvoyim shabbat tayra. All the shvuas the erises. The shvuas the erises. The might of mixes. Whenever you have to swim, the erises. It's always nishvoyim v'loy mishalman. The erises of the shvuas always to free yourself. Because you're a might of a mixes. I agree that I owe you $50, not $100. So you have to swear that I do not owe the other $50. Whenever you swear by Sherman, or Sherman Chinam, or Sherman Stokka, that's to swear midiraisa, they always swear to free themselves. That's called Nishvoyim V'loy Mishalman. But you never find the Shvoyim midiraisa to swear to collect money. But midirabonim we have this. The Yelum Nishvoyim V'loy Mishalman, there are cases midirabonim that they're a Masaka Nishvoyah, with that you have a right to collect money. Hasakir, a workman, has a right to complain to the owner, to the boss, you did not pay me yet. And we believe the workman, but he has to swear he did not receive his pay yet. The hanigzal, if we know somebody stole from you, the question is how much. The nigzal is believed with the shvua how much was stolen from him. The anechvo, somebody did mazik, somebody damaged you. You have right to swear how much the damage was. He has to pay you. The sheknegzal choshal al shvua. In the case where the leiv is supposed to swear by a moed miksas, but he's a choshal al shvua, so lachar is the malva swears midrabanan to collect the money. The chenzani al pekasi, soon see by a storekeeper, if he has his book written down that he's supposed to pay, give somebody food, we'll soon see they both come and swear where the balabas told the chenzani, you give money to my workmen, and you give $10 worth of food to my workmen, and I'll pay you for it. So the workman swears, I did receive the money. And if because he swears, I gave it to him. So the Baal HaBos loses out, we'll soon see. Now, Mish explains, Hasokhi, where's the case of a workman? Kesef, Omolay Tenli Sori. The plumber says, listen, I worked for you today, give me the pay. Sheyesh Tiviyod, he owe me $100 for today's job. Hu Omar Nasati. The Baal HaBos says, listen, I paid you rent, leave me alone. V'alo Yoyim Eloy Natalti. The workman says, no, I didn't receive any money. The locker is, Hu Nishbav Neto. But the Rabbanan, the workman has a right to swear, and we'll see in the Gemara, because the Baal HaBos is too busy, he forgets whether he paid up or not. The workman, that's what he works for. He knows clearly whether he got paid or not. So he leaves the workman with the shvua that he was not paid yet and he collected the money. If you do, I may know, Ad Shetei Shom Miksa Chaydo. It's only with a little Miksa Chaydo. He doesn't know from the shvua the Rabbanan. Kesa, Omoloi Tenli Sori, Chamishim Dinner Shiesh Li Biodach. The workman said, listen, you owe me 50 dinarim. V'alo yom is kabal to dinar zov. I gave you a golden dinar, which is 25. In other words, I only owe you 25. So in the case where the Baal HaBos is a moed of mixas, here they're still at the konim of the Rabbanim that the sochir, the workman, swears to collect his money. But only when there is a moed of mixas. The next machlokes is, next halacha is nigzal, or keser. There are two edim that Reuven came into your house last night. Lamashkuno, to take something out of your house, take a nice way of saying it, he took a mashkin out of your house, he took an object, shleibrashus, without your permission. Kitam was a nice exhaler. Hu oimer kli notalti. The owner of the house says, you took a kavi from me. Hu oimer lo notalti. The person that went in last night complained this with that, I went in true, but I took nothing. I went in and came out empty-handed. The locker is who nishkovenoito. We believe the nigzal that most probably the person did take something, and we believe you when you swear what he took, he has to pay that back. If you again, I may know. Achateisha miksa seido. That's be some admitting. Kesa, I meloi shnei kelim matalti. You stole two kelim of mine. Who I meloi matalti left? I took one kelim. That's the case that the nigzal has the right to swear how much was taken, and then he could collect. But without seido the miksa, there's no shvud. The rabbanu will not make it. Nechbal. What? Nechbal. What's the case, Ketan? For you meet in the Shnichna Takas Yodisholim. There are two Adim that Reuven went into Shimon's house, or Sholem, healthy. The Yosef came out bloody. He came out punched up all over. Came out beaten up. The Yom Aloy, so Reuven says now, Chavaltibi, listen, you beat me up. You have to pay my deductibles. You have to pay me Nezik. Reuven and Shimon says, Loi Chavalt, I didn't touch you. What do you want from me? So we don't have any clear agent that he hit him. We just know the story that Reuven went in, showed him, and came out beaten up. So Hareza Nishpavaleto is a tzkonim of the Rabbanin that we believe the Nechbal. He has a right to swear that he beat me up. He'll have to pay you. Rav Yudurayim again, Achetesho Miktafedo, Ketad, Omoloi Chavalti Bishtayim. You punched me twice. He's two black and boom blocks to have. One of my face, one of my arm, they're both from you. Valuim, he says back, no, the only punch in the nose, that's all. Just the bloody nose is mine. But the broken arm is not mine. So it was made of Nixas, then we say the necklace right to swear to collect both. Sheikh Kenev, the Choshel HaShvua, okay, so what's the case?